After many failed attempts of trying to make it work, it makes sense to me now why New Year's resolutions often fail by February. There are too many, and they are often too lofty or layered. It takes time to change habits, perceptions, situations, and feelings. Ditching the New Year's resolution goals and focusing on one simple word for the year, a word that you essentially want to be, will put you in a better position to become that person and achieve your goals. Before you question this one word approach versus writing out a list of goals for the year, let me just tell you that after 10 years of testing the word of the year goal approach, I can confirm that it's effective and positively life-altering. While long-term goals such as earning a college degree and making partner at the firm are good for guiding your career path, it's the short-term goals that ultimately determine the speed of your success. The pitch challenge today? Join me in my word of the year journey. During the next several episodes of The Pitch, I will share with you some of the words that have changed me, challenged me, and propelled me to the next level. As I share my words with you over the next several episodes, begin to brainstorm ideas on your word. Then together, we will be ready for the new year with a new word and a new you.